Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 3, Visitor.
Lana, what are you doing here?
It's a bit of a long story.
Well, don't just stand there. Come on in. Tell me all about...
Excuse me, Miss Lang. I'm going to need to do a quick run-through of your apartment first.
Who the hell are you?
This is Mr. Gerald Lois. He's with the Secret Service.
Secret Service?
It comes with the territory, being a former First Lady and all.
Well, the apartment's not exactly conducive to a search at the moment.
Mr. Gerald, just do a cursory sweep and that will be fine.
With all due respect, Miss Lang, I need to...
Lois is a dear friend, and I've known her husband all my life. A cursory sweep will be enough.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope he doesn't look in Clark's closet.
This location is secure, Miss Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Gerald. Would you be so kind as to wait outside?
Ma'am?
We're on the third floor. There's no way in or out except for that door. You can protect me just as easily from the other side of it and afford me some privacy.
Yes, Miss Lang.
Damn it. If little Clark wakes up, I think we'll make Mr. Gerald stay up all night with him.
How's little Clarky doing?
Oh, he's fine. The plane trip just really wore him out. Can I lay him down somewhere?
Of course. You can use our bed.
Thanks. I'll be right back.
I take it the Kryptonian battle suit is to your liking?
Lexi, baby, I'm impressed. This is the sweetest body I ever had. I feel like I could take down Supes in 10 seconds.
Maybe you should learn how to walk in it first. Right now you're about as effective as a 30-foot toddler.
I'm just trying to get used to the Kryptonian technology, babe. Relax. It's hard to interface with.
Quiet, Mercy. Even if you feel you can defeat Superman, Metallo, don't forget our arrangement. It's not to be done until after you've accomplished your primary objective.
Yeah, I know. 1938, so just reserve for me. It'll get taken care of.
See that it does. Or Kryptonian technology for your body or no, I'll melt you down to slag.
Yeah. Right.
I take it your cargo is secured?
As secure as she's gonna be.
Very well then. It seems all is in order. Mercy, I think it's time we took our leave of Mr. Metallo and left him to his business.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, Toots. It'll get done. And I'll enjoy every second of it.
All right, Olson, what have you got?
These are the shots I got of Metallo down in Hobbs Bay earlier. We need to know which one to run with on page one.
You took these.
Yep.
The color, the shapes, the contrast of light and shadow, the emotion. Hell, they're even in focus.
Thanks, Chief.
Did you get someone else to take these for you?
Please, Mr. White. I'm not like the rest of the disengaged youth out there. I care.
Yeah, you care, all right. You care about hanging around Lois Lane as much as you can.
Lois? Oh, she is... dreamy.
I know why you're here, kid. You ain't gonna fool me. I've been around too long for that to happen. Still, I know quality work when I see it, and this is some good stuff.
Thanks, Chief!
Don't say it, Olson.
Mr. Kent, check out these pictures I got of Superman and Metallo! Hey, those are pretty impressive, Jim.
Yeah, enough praise for the kid. It's all gonna go to his head. Olson, get these down to copy and tell them I want to run the second one, right below the headline.
You got it, Chief.
Some days, I think that kid lives to aggravate me.
At least he's not hanging off of your wife's every word like a stupefied schoolboy.
Touché. So, where is Lois? We need her Metallo story filed before deadline.
She said she'd meet me here, so I'd expect her along in a few minutes.
Hey, Ron, what's that on TV? More breaking news?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, you think maybe you want to turn it up a little?
This is Cat Grant of the WGBS newscopter in the skies over Metropolis following the second Metallo sighting of the day. The scene was chaos earlier this afternoon as he tore up Pier 38 before being apprehended and returned to Stryker's Island by the Man of Steel. A few hours ago, he seemingly escaped again, and he's now stomping through downtown Metropolis, his current form looking like some giant robot out of a science fiction movie, almost alien, if you will. He's now turning onto Sullivan Place, heading towards a residential area.
Oh no.
We're going to go live to a reporter on the street with information on the destruction left in the wake of this three-story tall mechanical beast.
Hey, Kent, isn't that where your apartment is? Kent? Kent? Gone again, huh?
I'm sorry to drop in like this, Lois. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Oh, please. You know you're always welcome here. We love seeing you.
So, where's Clark?
He's out doing the hero thing. He says hi, by the way.
He said hi?
He called me just before you got here. He knew you were standing there before I even answered the door.
I can't imagine what it must be like to be married to him and to have to deal with that sort of thing every day.
Oh, I think we both know. You imagine that all the time?
No, not anymore. I've moved on, really.
Really?
Really. It was somewhat detrimental to my emotional health to be pining after him all these years. At some point, you finally just have to move on.
Good for you, Lana.
Besides, if I didn't, I'd be some sort of trashy homewrecker. And that's just not me.
That is most definitely not you. So what brings you to Metropolis?
Things were too rough back in Smallville. Pete moved back there after losing the presidency, and it was just too close for comfort. We need some space for a while. Let things settle some.
So you crossed half the country from Kansas to Metropolis? That's a lot of space.
I don't have many friends, believe it or not. I haven't had much of a life outside of politics for the last few years. I was kind of hoping to start over in a new place with good friends.
You mean here? You're moving to Metropolis?
Well, I wanted to talk with you and Clark about it first, to make sure it wouldn't be weird or anything. What's that noise? There's something outside the window. Oh my, what is that?
It's Metallo.
Why is he looking at us?
Go get your son.
But
we have to get out of here now.
This looks like the place.
What do you think you're doing?
Coming back for a rematch. Like my new duds.
That's... you've absorbed.
Yeah, Krypton Tech. I think it's called a battle suit or something.
Where did you get that?
I found it.
That suit was lost years ago. You couldn't have...
Blah, blah, blah. You gonna let me kick your butt or what?
Just try it.
Okay.
Ah! We'll be right back.
Chad Grant of the WGBS Newscopter once again following Metallo's latest rampage. He shot Superman with some sort of energy ray, sending him flying back and through several buildings. We're unsure where Metallo has acquired this new power. He's turned back towards an apartment complex and seems to be searching for something.
That's the second time you've caught me off guard today. It won't happen again.
Who's gonna stop me?
Gee, I don't know. How about the guy with the big red S on his chest? I think that's his job, isn't it?
You can try if you want to, Blue.
Okay.
Superman has engaged Metallo in combat, successfully diverting Metallo's attention from the apartment complex, allowing the residents time to escape. They're streaming out into the street as we speak.
I think I'm gonna kill me some people. Yep, maybe in that there apartment building.
You stay away from those people! They're innocent!
Got someone you care about in there, maybe?
What?
You're gonna have to. You better. That blue, I can barely. Feel it.
I've been holding back. But if that's how you want it.
Superman looks enraged. He's just unleashed a hit like few this reporter has ever seen, sending Metallo crashing into the apartment building, leaving a three-story high gaping hole.
Great Rao, what have I done? There were still people in there. I've got to help them.
Superman flying faster than I could follow, rescuing people from the building at blinding speed. It's hard to tell from this vantage point, but it looks as if everyone's okay.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good to hear. Please take cover.
Miss Lang! Miss Lang! Lana! I've got to find her.
You'll be safe here, miss. Is your son okay?
Yes, he's fine.
Thank you, Clark.
Where's Lois?
I thought she was headed to the Daily Planet.
No, she was in the apartment with me.
Oh, no. Lois! Lois!
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Clark Kent and Superman, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Lauren Halle Peabody as Mercy, Clover Watson as Cat Grant, Gwynn Peabody as Perry White, Ryan H. Nelson as Jimmy Olsen, Carrie O'Quinn as Lana Lang, Brendan Ellie as Mr. Gerald, and Jeffrey Bridges as Metallo and Ron Troop. Written, directed, and produced by Jeffrey Bridges. This production is copyright 2005, Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2005, DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.